Learn how to read photos for making spirit contact. Reading photos to make spirit contact is not that difficult. It just involves the usual preparations for making spirit contact you would normally perform. First off, make sure that your psychic senses are open and ready for making the necessary spirit linkage. Second, do some relaxed deep breathing. Now invoke your gatekeeper and mediumship helper guide to assist in calling in the spirit of the deceased individual pictured in the photo. If you don't know who these guides are and what they do, learn about them in our mediumship training course. A prayer for reading spirit photos. If you're not a trained medium and don't know what these preparations are, just say a prayer for protection. Any prayer that asks to be protected by the higher entities that you normally pray to will suffice. Then verbally say that this spirit reading is for the highest and best good of all. Thirdly, relax, and try not to be worried about making contact. If you're tense or anxious, it prevents you from making a solid connection. Provide clients with a slam-bang photo reading as mentioned. Spirit photo readings are an excellent way to make spirit contact and relay messages from the deceased. One way to conduct a spirit reading is to intuitively read a photograph of someone who is now deceased. Reading a spirit photograph entails looking at a picture of someone who has passed into the spirit world and connecting with their spirit to convey messages. How to do it? Review. Importantly, have your sitter bring along a photo of someone they knew who has since passed. It could be a photo of a close relative, a child, fiancé, copyrightee, a former friend or co-worker, etc. Note, no matter how well you know the person that's come to you, this person is referred to as the sitter in this post. So, what are the best kinds of photos to read? The best image to use is one that features the subject exclusively. Group photos are more difficult to read as the spirits of other individuals' friends and relatives in the picture may crowd in wanting to be noticed. Printed photos are the best to have. For some mediums, holding the photo helps create a stronger connection with the spirit. However, digital images on a phone or a computer are acceptable to use. The spirit will most likely connect right away almost immediately. You'll begin to sense and feel that the spirit of the person in the photo is with you. Moreover, you could begin to receive information about the spirit such as their personality in life, what they did for a living, and perhaps even significant events during their lives. At this time, you can start relaying this information to the sitter, the person getting the reading. This part is essential for providing evidence of contact. It's how the sitter receives proof that indeed you've made the connection with their relative or friend. Most importantly, you can then proceed to convey any messages the spirit wishes to provide. The kinds of messages spirits want to relay significantly: if the relationship was very close, spirits connect primarily to let the sitter know that they're often with them. The spirit may also beg the sitter not to grieve overly and that they're happy and okay in the spirit world. Sometimes a spirit has an important message to impart. For example, a message might refer to any unfinished business that needs resolution. Or, to comment on a happy occasion such as a marriage or the birth of a child. In some cases, the spirit will even warn about a situation in the sitter's life that the spirit is highly concerned about. More often, the spirit is just happy to be thought of and wants to say hello. This possibility is especially true for a close relative, such as a grandparent, that the sitter never got to know in life. What if the spirit doesn't show? Here's the bad news. The spirit in the photo may not always come. It might be that the timing is just not right for them to appear. On the other hand, it may be that the spirit is occupied elsewhere in the spirit world. Let the sitter know that it's not their fault and that other familiar spirits may step in for the session. In cases where initially you're getting nothing, start by intuitively reading the image and then wait to see if the spirit eventually comes through. In conclusion, intuitively reading a photograph isn't that difficult. However, it does require focus and concentration. To add to this, you're already in the zone from previously connecting with the spirit realm. Additionally, when psychically reading a photograph, it's similar to gazing deeply at an oracle or tarot card, or using various other forms of divination tools. Ultimately, by freely engaging your psychic senses, you'll start receiving relevant information about the spirit that the sitter can verify.